Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Being that I live in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's get ready to dive into these confessions with people I know and people that I've never met. So I'm not even sure how to begin or where to start with this episode because clearly it's my first time and I'm new to this. But I think the beauty of starting something new is the fact that you will figure it out as you go. So personally, I've always wanted to start a podcast, but I was too scared to do so. And you know what? It's 2019. I figured, why not? There's never going to be the right time or the perfect time until you just simply do it. I know I will figure this out as I go. So with that being said, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And let's honestly just cut to the chase and get into it. I firstly want to give a quick background to who I am. Clearly, I'm a native New Yorker, super proud. I would also classify myself as a lifestyle blogger. And with that being said, with the rise of social media, digital marketing, the market actually right now is super saturated. And I just wanted to do something a little different and something that I'm super passionate about. For those of you guys who are not aware, I have a blog called Marianne New York City. So this podcast is an extension of the blog or of the brand. And what really inspired me to start this is the fact that I love my city. I come across people from all different backgrounds, and I'm always curious to know what is their story. Every single one of us has a story, whether it's good or bad, it's important. And I think it's extremely rewarding when we own the story, because then we are able to take control of it instead of allowing it to control us. So I was inspired by a combination of Humans of New York and Post Secret, and you guys can look them up if you're not aware of them. The difference is that this is obviously a podcast format. There will be questions, a conversation, more of an interview format, which I think is a little more interesting when you hear people talk about their stories, because you're able to feel more connected through them or with them. So I wanted to start this podcast off with my own confession, because let's be honest, we all have them. The difference, in my opinion, between secrets and confessions is that secrets are things you don't want people to know for one reason or the other. Whereas confessions is similar. There are things that you don't want people to know, but you secretly do want people to know. I think those are the things that are holding you back, and you're like, oh my God, I just want to like scream it to the world and let it out. So, I mean, feel free to agree or disagree, but that's kind of my intake on the difference. So for me, I wanted to start with my own confessions because, one, I want to show you guys that I'm going to be super vulnerable, and in my opinion, vulnerability is what will set you free. It sounds so cheesy, but honestly, I want this platform to be safe, supportive, raw, uncensored, a place where you can come in, you know, hear these stories, and it's not a platform of judgment. It's not a platform to try to impress one another. So with that being said, let's just, you know, get into these confessions. Why not? So I feel like I have so many confessions, and it's so funny because I'm like sitting in my apartment alone And for some reason, that's like the best way to kind of tell people, because I'm not really telling people. I'm like talking to myself to this mic. So it's kind of comforting. Something that I've been going through recently is amenorrhea. I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing it right. I just like put it out there. So to backtrack, okay, that actually means absent menstruation. So it's obviously related to health, and I just wanted to talk about that because honestly, it's been bugging me. So I got off birth control, I want to say April or May of 2018, because my mentality of putting hormones into my body, it just didn't really sit well with me. I felt like, yeah, it was just a personal decision. I didn't want to do it anymore, so I got off of it. And when I got off of it, I stopped having my period, which I thought was not necessarily normal, but I obviously, went to the Google hole and they were like, oh, just wait like 3 to 4 months. And this was during the summer, and I had been traveling, and I had so many other things going on that I didn't actually realize how long it's been since I've last had my period until I want to say October. And I was like, oh my God, like, when was the last time I actually had my period? And I could trace it back to the time that I got off birth control. So I went to the gynecologist, took my test, and thankfully, everything, I mean, according to her, is fine in terms of like my hormone levels and my thyroid and all that. But I mean, you guys know, you women know, like, there's, you know your body more than anybody else. And something told me, like, clearly that's not normal. She was saying that, we ruled out the issues, but am I like, what does that leave me, Like, I don't understand. Okay, so fine, I don't have issues with my tests, but why am I not getting my period? And I guess the other, what she was saying is that it could be due to stress. But we all stress, right? Like, how does that, I don't know. I'm not, putting like hate on her or anything. I'm just trying to challenge what she told me and how I can find an alternative solution. So I've been going to acupuncture and like drinking Chinese herbs and trying to do things the natural way. So I haven't got my period yet. I'm recording this in December, but you're probably like, okay, no big deal, or like, why, like, for those who can't relate, will probably just not understand why it's such a big deal to me. It relates to a lot of stuff because, one, fertility, two, me being as a woman, and three, I just think there's the pressure because I'm 26, I want kids, and honestly, I want to be a mom so badly. Not necessarily right now, but I've always dreamed of being a mom and having the kids, and I think sometimes you just know it when you're supposed to be one. And it really scares me because there's a lot of things going on, right? I mean, I find out that I don't have my period, then I feel societal pressure to get married and have kids at a certain age, and then I have the fear of maybe not being able to have kids. And again, I know that I will cross that bridge, if I get there, or if I have to, if that's an issue. And maybe I'm jumping into conclusions and you guys are like, okay, like, stop complaining. But it's not really about complaining. It's about, this is what keeps me up at night. And this is the question that I want to ask my future guest, because at the end of the day, even if your life is perfect, you're going to have days where something goes wrong. I mean, that's life. And this is my struggle. So That's my confession, because I am just like, when people complain about, having cramps or like, oh, I have my period, I was like, oh, the things that I would do to get that feeling back. It's just like, it's crazy because I don't even know what it's like anymore. I don't even have cramps. I don't even have like any of the symptoms, which worries me. But again, I'm trying to keep positive. I'm continuing with my Chinese herbs. I've also have been looking more into supplements that I can take and other factors like diet. So I would love, this is such a great idea actually. I think like whatever whoever like the confessions that people make, if it's an issue or they need advice, you guys can chime in. That would be so amazing. So if you guys have any recommendations, or you can relate or anything, feel free to send an email to the send an email to us, or actually it's only me. And it'll be in the description somewhere. I don't even know how this whole podcasting works, but that's my story. And trust me, I have like a million more that I can talk about, and honestly, they're all related to health. But I don't want to just like use this episode to be like, hey, this is what I've been going through, this is what's wrong with me, because that's not what the platform is used for. This platform is just giving something to you guys, taking a burden off of myself, feeling a little bit relieved, and then going from there. Like, who knows what's gonna happen, but as long as you take that step, and as for me, it's talking about what I've been going through, I'm sure that somebody can relate and somebody can help. So that's about it for my first episode. It's basically my struggle with amenorrhea and my journey to getting my period back. I will probably do, I'm not sure what the format is, but maybe like my own confession every once every month or once every 2 months. We'll figure it out. But thank you so much for tuning in again, and let me know what your girl should do, because I am just freaking out a little bit, and it's been a really long time. So, yes. Okay. Bye, guys. I just wanted to jump in really quick because I recorded that episode about 2 weeks ago. And I am so happy to say that your girl got her period, and I am doing the happy dance right now. It has been such an incredible discovery. I almost feel like I was getting my period for the first time all over again. I was actually at an event when it happened, and I went to the bathroom, and not to go into too much details, but I was super ecstatic, and all of the feelings that are usually associated with menstruation came back. So, a little bit of the cramps, a little bit of like the bloating and all that. And honestly, I never thought I would say this, but I really missed those symptoms. It was foreign to me, and I was like just so happy. And honestly, I'm not sure if it had to do with my commitment to the Chinese herbs and acupuncture, or the universe was looking out for me. But it just shows that, at least for me, I had to adopt a positive mindset. I was proactive and also very persistent. So it's just crazy how I was listening back to this episode, and I can relate, obviously, back to my feelings and my concerns and everything that was going through my head when I was telling you guys about my struggle. And then 2 weeks later, I got my period, and I'm just so happy. Obviously, I'm pre-recording this, so I had to jump in just to give you guys an update. But it's been so wonderful. The only, not really concern, but the only focus that I have going forward is hopefully to maintain it. So I had it for December. Hopefully, I will get it in January. And then, moving forward, just a consistent cycle, and that'll be amazing. So it's also revealing, I guess, for me to see that when you have a confession, it doesn't necessarily mean that that confession will always stay with you. It can change for the better, as you can see from my own experience. And that's just one of the many confessions that I have. And it feels so amazing to have, spoken about it, and then now be able to also share my story. And even though it might not be, again, that serious or that big of a deal to other people who can't relate, for me, it was something that was in the back of my head or mind for a good 6 months, and I was just really scared not being able to have kids, as I mentioned previously. But all is good. So just wanted to chime in with that really quick. And yes, I'm super excited. And if anybody else is going through the same issue, I just want you to know that clearly you're not alone. And to be positive, seek help from a doctor, because I would not be the right person to tell you what to do. And just because my methods of acupuncture and Chinese herbs worked for me doesn't necessarily mean that it would work for you. But I really do believe that a positive mindset can change your perspective and maybe even the trajectory of life's events. So with that being said, stay tuned for some other confessions from my future guests, and there we have it. Okay, signing out.